From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is backing a controversial proposal to build a mosque near New York City's Ground Zero. Despite what happened there, Mr. Obama told guests at a White House dinner celebrating the Islamic holy month of Ramadan last night that Americans' commitment to religious freedom must be unshakable.
The 9/11 attacks were a deeply traumatic event for our country. And the pain and the experience of suffering by those who lost loved ones is just unimaginable.
But Republican New York Congressman Peter King calls Mr. Obama's support for building the mosque wrong.
He should have called upon the Muslim leadership to do the right thing, to acknowledge the sensitivities of the families of the victims who were murdered on September 11th, and ask them to move the mosque away from Ground Zero.
King says the president has given in to political correctness. President Obama is taking his family on a whirlwind visit to Florida today. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the trip is designed to showcase tourist destinations where business has been hurt by the Gulf Coast oil spill.
The first family will visit Panama City Beach in the Florida Panhandle, where the sugar white sand and emerald green waters are in good shape despite the oil spill. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs hopes the president's example will encourage more people to visit the Gulf, an area that's heavily dependent on tourism.
That's what fills those hotels. That's what fills those restaurants. And what the president wants to do is highlight the health of the region, the vitality of the region, that it's open for business, and that we hope others will do the same.
Mr. Obama will also meet with small business owners and his Navy Secretary, Ray Mabus. Mr. Obama's assigned Mabus to oversee the Gulf's long-term restoration. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Lawyers who persuaded a federal judge to overturn California's gay marriage ban are asking an appeals court to allow same-sex marriages to begin next week. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, it's in response to an appeal filed by supporters of the ban.
Supporters of Proposition 8 want the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to prohibit gay couples from marrying until the controversial case is resolved in the courts. A federal judge says if the appeals court doesn't intervene by next Wednesday, gay couples can start holding weddings. In their appeal, Prop 8 supporters said permitting the marriages to proceed would lead to confusion and irreparable injury to the couples. The Ninth Circuit Court has not indicated whether or not it may weigh in on the case. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Police in Buffalo, New York are investigating a shooting at a restaurant overnight. Police confirmed the shooting but would not confirm to NPR any deaths. However, the Associated Press is quoting the police chief as saying four people are dead and three others wounded. There was a wedding reception at the restaurant last night, but the police chief says he does not know if anyone in the wedding party was involved. From Washington, this is NPR News. Victims of the worst flooding in Pakistan's history are lining up for food today. Aid agencies are struggling to bring relief to survivors, and Pakistan's government has been accused of being too slow to respond to the crisis. The floods were triggered by torrential monsoon downpours just over 2 weeks ago. Some 1,500 people have been killed, and millions have been affected. Meanwhile, the United Nations says a case of cholera has been confirmed in the flood-ravaged northwest. Aid workers have warned that outbreaks of waterborne diseases could raise the death toll. As many as 500 Tamil refugees are being processed by Canadian immigration authorities after arriving at a cargo ship off the coast of British Columbia. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, authorities are now determining whether there are any criminals or members of the outlawed Tamil Tigers among them.
Over the next 3 days, Canadian officials will process the refugee claimants. That includes a full examination, fingerprints, photographs, and security and criminal checks. The Canadian Navy intercepted the vessel on Thursday after authorities had tracked it for weeks. The MV Sun Sea was escorted to Canadian Forces Base Esquimalt, where tents had been erected to accommodate the passengers. One person was taken off the boat in a stretcher, and there were reports that several passengers had contracted tuberculosis and one of them had died. Ambulances were on the scene, and the Victoria General Hospital has prepared a ward to treat up to 100 sick people. Canada's Public Safety Minister Vic Tave says he believes the refugees include members of the Tamil Tigers as well as suspected human smugglers. Legitimate refugees will be entitled to hearings under international law, and that could take up to 18 months. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.
Support for